yourself updated on what's going on with your friends and other interests. With HTC Blink Feed, all your favorite content are streamed live onto one screen. Here's how to set up your Blink Feed. Go to Topics and Services. Let's add the news that matters to you. Entertainment news? Gotta have that. Fashion? Travel? Okay, that should do it. Now go to your Blink feed, and you should see updates from the news sources you've just added. Here's a tip. Press home whenever you need to go back to the top of your Blink feed. Oh, and if you want, you can show your favorite photos, TV listings, and other stuff from your phone in your Blink feed as well. Just make sure you have the items selected. To check for updates, just pull down the screen. With your HTC Blink feed, you're always updated on what matters to you. Make your memories come to life with HTC Zoe. With HTC Zoe, the camera automatically takes a series of photos and a 3-second video, giving you that living photo of the moment. In camera, tap here to turn Zoe on. When ready, tap the shutter, and the camera will continue to capture for 3 more seconds. There you go! You've captured a living photo! If you look closely, you'll notice a white dot on the bar. This is the frame captured when you tapped the shutter button. The frames to the left are the ones that were captured even before you tapped the shutter button. Pretty neat, huh? If you want, you can share a frame as a photo. Just slide to the frame and hit share. Now let's share the living photo and other photos using HTC Share. Choose the photos to include. Add a title and description. And then share it. Your friends and family can then follow the link to experience the moment with you. With HTC Zoe, your gallery is filled with memories that come alive. Group pictures can be hit or miss. Good thing with Always Smile, getting a great-looking group picture is a lot easier. In camera, turn Zoe on, and then take the shot. Open the Zoe file, and then go to Always Smile. Now, tap a person's face, and then swipe to the face with the smile you want. Do the same thing for other faces if needed. Save the photo. And that's it. Getting a picture of just your friend and a landmark is close to impossible if there's a constant stream of people passing through. Good thing object removal can remove the unwanted from your picture. In camera, turn Zoe on, and then take the shot. Open the Zoe file, and then go to object removal. Your phone automatically removes those passersby from the photo. If you want someone to remain on the photo, just tap it. When you're done, save the photo. With object removal, you don't need to stop traffic to get that shot of your subject and the landmark. Thinking how to best capture highlights from a party? Sit back and let Video Highlights do the work. Video Highlights instantly creates a short movie from your photos and videos that you can immediately share. Check out the events here. Choose this event. The box on top is the highlight video that was automatically created using the photos and videos you took. Tap to play it in full screen. Tap here to create a new video by using a different combination of photos. You can also change the theme and background music by tapping here. When you're happy with the video, share it using HTC Share. Add a title and description, and then share it. All your friends can then relive that awesome party that you guys went to. With video highlights, your highlight movie is instantly composed so you can share right away. Ever seen someone captured in action with the sequence of motion all in one photo? You can do the same by taking continuous shots first, then use sequence shot to combine the series of action. In camera, press and hold the shutter button to take the shot. Keep all the shots by tapping the back button. Open the continuous shooting file, and then go to sequence shot. You can then select from 5 images to create your sequence shot. Save the photo. And there you go. You have your own sequence shot. Looks pretty cool, doesn't it? Want to give your video a cinematic touch? Use variable speed playback to slow down the action and highlight a dramatic or hilarious moment in your video. Before you start capturing, switch to slow motion. Capture your video. Tap the video button again to stop capturing. Open the video that you just captured and then play it back. Go to Adjust Playback Speed to edit your video. Frame the sequence you want to slow down by moving the left and right markers. Choose how much you want to slow it down. When you're happy with the video, save it. Wow, watching the sequence now in slow motion does make it look more dramatic. Easily move data from your old phone to your new one with HTC Transfer. Make sure you have both your old and new phones with you. On your new phone, go to Transfer Content in Settings. Also, check that your old phone is using at least Android 2.3. On your old phone, download the HTC Transfer tool from the Google Play Store and then open it. Then simply follow the instructions on the two phones to connect them to each other. On the old phone, select what you want to move to the new phone. Tap Start, and you'll have the stuff transferred to your new phone in no time. So, when you're switching from the old to the new, the HTC Transfer tool helps make the transition fast, simple, and easy. Move your iPhone contacts, messages, and camera photos to your HTC phone with HTC Sync Manager. First, backup your iPhone content to your computer. Make sure Encrypt iPhone Backup is not selected. Connect your HTC phone to the computer, and Sync Manager automatically opens. Make sure you have the latest version of Sync Manager. Go to Transfer. Since you backed up your iPhone earlier, just tap Next. Select the backup file and then choose the content you want to move to your HTC phone. If you don't want to replace the content on your HTC phone, clear this. Click Start and you'll have your iPhone stuff on your HTC phone in no time. With HTC Sync Manager, moving from an iPhone to an HTC phone is easier than you think.